The large investments being made to help support the evacuation of horses during bushfires. Horse SA has received $725,000 from the federal government for the Equine Emergency Safer Refuge Project, which also includes the creation of a new app. Janeth Flowers, Executive Officer of Horse SA, joins me now to discuss. Hi, Janeth.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. You must be really pleased with this announcement. A lot of funding for you.
Yes, absolutely. We haven't stopped smiling since we received the news.
So tell us about it. How has this come about, the plan for an equine emergency safer refuge?
Horse SA could see that there was a need for this emergency yarding on a catastrophic day or any emergency where a community has been asked to evacuate. It really is difficult to find placement for large animals on such short notice. It also creates a really difficult time for the emergency services, as in fire and police, during that time, because CFS are trying to get into properties and roads are crowded with horse floats. Really stressful for horse owners at that time. So we thought there was a niche to have this emergency yarding. We're also looking at creating an app to be able to have people register their horses and all of their details before they arrive at the emergency evacuation centre, so that, everything's run smoothly. People are stressed through this time. Horses generally choose not to behave when it's a stressful situation. So both of these put together, we saw a need for this in the community and put in our application.
All right, so tell us more about the space. It'll be in Murray Bridge, and it'll be for any families during a bushfire who just need to get out and want to make sure their horses are in a safe place, and for those, I suppose, who might not want to stay and defend, right?
Absolutely, Jenny. It will be located at the new Murray Bridge Racing Club. We'll have 100 yards there, including some specific stallion yards, and also about, I think it's going to be 20 yards that are undercover. They're all made by one of the local businesses here, and will be made of aluminium, so really safe for all of the horses. It's really exciting what we're going to achieve.
With me at the moment is Janeth Flowers from Horse SA. We're talking about how they've received a $725,000 federal grant for their Equine Emergency Safer Refuge project. I hear that also there's a bit of support for families and people that end up there in that circumstance.
Yes, absolutely. Look, it is available for the whole community. It's not just in the Murray Bridge region. It is for anybody who feels that they need to evacuate their horses to a safe place during these catastrophic days.
Great. Yeah, it is a very tumultuous, to say the least, time for a lot of people. I find it difficult enough with the, having a cat and just worrying about her. Otherwise it'd be a lot easier just to have a go bag and not even be at home during a fire in the hills. So I imagine for a lot of people with horses, it's quite a challenging time emotionally, physically, and just trying to navigate the traffic as well with those floats.
Absolutely. And, a lot of people, including ourselves, have got numerous horses. We've got 20 plus horses and stallions here on the property. So to try and move those horses quickly, it is really difficult. So to be able to have this facility where people can plan in advance and be able to get onto the app and fill in all their details so that things run smoothly well before, we're asked to evacuate, it will be an absolute huge advantage.
Do you think this could expand as well? It sounds like something that we could have in other areas around SA and even around the country.
Absolutely can. Look, our app, we're looking at, not at this point, first things first, but look, it could be used for any type of emergency such as fire or flood, and it could be used the world over, really. And as far as the emergency yarding, absolutely it could be used as a prototype for other areas around South Australia and nationally, globally even.
When do you think you'll have it ready to go?
We have, 2 years to be able to acquit the grant. So we have to have it done in that period of time, but we're hoping it will occur quicker than that. We're sort of thinking 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, great. Well, you'll have to please keep me in the loop so I can let our listeners know when that is ready to go ahead of, if it's the next bushfire season or in the coming year or two. That'd be really lovely to keep people in the loop.
Absolutely will. And Horse SA has a Facebook page, so do stay tuned to our Facebook page. And yes, we will certainly be keeping the community updated with the progress of the project.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Janeth Flowers. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jenny. Really appreciate your call.